Now, listeners, we had to talk about it, didn't we? The US election, of course, it's dominated the week, it's dominated the past month. Absolutely fascinating, incredible, insane to watch from afar. People around the world, in fact, have been tuned in, absolutely riveted by what's been happening in the last 48, 72 hours. Trump versus Biden, no one expected the outcome that we're seeing unfold and still unfold and no doubt will unfold over days and weeks to come. I've got a very special guest on the line to not so much to dissect the results and the vote count, because that is changing all the time and no doubt will continue, but more for a bit of an overview, a bit of analysis in a broader sense about what the campaign in the US has meant and what it means for the United States of America going forward. Now, Michael Pucci is on the line in Brisbane. Michael was the LNP member elected in 2012 in Logan. He served, in fact, the same service as I did. In fact, in from 2012 to 2015, he's been in and around Queensland politics ever since then. He was a US Marine, I understand, for over 20 years before moving to Australia. And it's fantastic to have him on the King Review. Michael, welcome.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Kevin. I'm very happy to be here and proud to have served with you in the new LNP government in 2012 and 2015.
Now, Mr. Pucci, you no doubt have been watching every last detail of this incredible, fascinating election unfold this week. Can I get your overview, your take on the two campaigns? How did you rate the Biden campaign? How did you rate the Trump campaign?
Well, you know, in hindsight, you know, it's really hard to rate or say anything bad about Biden's campaign if he's winning, right? I mean, a win is a win. I thought it was a very low-key, a lot of people labeled it lazy, but, you know, obviously the strategy they used worked. I mean, he's winning. So he hasn't won. Trump could still win, but it's unlikely that Trump will win. So,
amazing contrast, wasn't it? Where the energy from Trump, particularly in that last week, where he was doing 6, 7, 8 rallies a day, and Biden, of course, just didn't quite have that pep and that vibrancy.
Exactly. And throughout the past 3 years, you know, even through the primaries, Trump or Biden never had that energy or enthusiasm. And, you know, Trump, nobody campaigned harder than Trump. Trump campaigned. He worked hard. He campaigned hard. He did everything he's supposed to do as far as, you know, campaigning. But, you know, so the campaign team should be credited. I mean, you look at the polls. There's not one poll in the U.S. that said that gave him any state. Trump wasn't supposed to win any states, according to every poll. I mean, in Wisconsin, where I'm from, they had him up 17%. And here we're coming down to the wire where they're, you know, it's still, they just called it now for Biden. So
crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Those polls, do we give up paying attention to polls? I mean, how many times do polls have to get it wrong before we start ignoring them?
Hey, man, I won Logan, so of course I don't pay attention to the polls. I gave up on the polls a long time ago.
A very safe Labor seat until you came along. Look, for Aussies, we get that Trump is, you know, he's a character, he's a personality, he has cut through, he talks his mind. So I guess we get a sense of his appeal. But look, all the odds were stacked against him. He was obviously heavily criticized for his handling of the COVID pandemic, all of the controversies that seem to float around him. And yet he has performed beyond all expectations. It's been an incredibly close count. For listeners, can you just talk about, you know, what is, he seems to attract, despite everything, incredibly loyal following. Why?
Well, I'll speak for me and people I know, my family and friends that I've spoken to and why they like him. The appeal is that he does what he thinks is right for the whole nation and not what's right for the party. He does, you know, for me, he's not beholden to anybody. He's not beholden to the party. You know, the party didn't even want him in the first place. You know, he's not beholden to the media or donors. And one of the reasons the media don't like him is because they cannot control him. He has his own media, his Twitter and things. That's what they hate about him. They can't control him. And that's one of the things that is appealing to people, is that he can't be controlled. You know, he's his own man. He does. People support him for what he's accomplished. You know, not his likability, not for his rude comments. Look, he made stupid comments. He made rude comments. He might have even done some stupid things. But, you know, as far as blaming him for COVID, come on. Their head scientist came out and said, if we do everything we can do, we'll still have over 200,000 deaths. And what did they end up with? Around 200,000 deaths, or, you know, more than that now. But, you know, he's done everything they can do. Each state is a sovereign state, just like here in Australia. Every state has a governor. Like here we have a premier. Those governors were offered all assistance available from the federal government. And the ones who took the assistance, they had very low COVID rates. The ones who didn't, New York, California, they're the ones who had the high COVID rates. The governors were in charge of how the COVID response was dealt with, not the president. But of course, the media is on side with the Democrats. And that's the picture that was painted.
Now, looking forward, I'm chatting here to Michael Pucci, former LNP state member, involved in politics for a very long time. Going forward, looking forward at the US, from afar, it looks incredibly divided. I think, of course, that's a factor happening all around the world, the polarization, the divide between sides. But America, we've seen so much unrest, we've seen so much violence, riots on the streets. Your take, I guess, on your homeland going forward, is it possible for America to repair, I guess, the fractions that have happened in that country in recent years? And of course, it's not just a Trump thing. This has not just happened in the last 4 years. It's been building for some time. But you cast your eyes over the states years going ahead. Are we going to see more violence? Is there a way to repair it all?
Well, I'll answer the first question. Can that be repaired? Absolutely. Absolutely, it can be. It's America, the greatest nation that ever was on the planet of the earth.
Apart from Australia, of course.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You know what I mean? Up until Australia came along.
Exactly.
But, you know, it will, and it can, and it will. I mean, look, even in my own, just today speaking with one of my oldest and dearest friends, if not the oldest friend I have in America today, who was on the Biden camp. You know, there's devices there, you know, and communication and stuff, but we communicate, you know. My daughter and her wife are Biden supporters, you know, and there's you know, divisiveness there, but we communicate. We get to it. I think going forward, if this election proved anything, Gavin, it proved that there is no red wave. There is no blue wave. There is no way. What we have is a country full of people who support different ideas and different opinions. And the only way moving forward will be once people realize that they have to accept that others do think differently and have different opinions. That's the way forward. And I think this right now, when you look at it, you got a now president who has to, soon to be probably Biden, who will be elected, and 50% of the country didn't vote for him, you know, and doesn't like him. In fact, maybe more than 50%, because everybody I spoke to who voted for Biden said they didn't vote for Biden. They just voted against Trump. You know, that's another difference. And that's another appealing thing for, you know, people voted for Trump because they like what he was doing, what he's accomplished, and what his plans were. People voted against, didn't vote for Biden. They voted against Trump because they didn't like that, you know, comments he made when, you know, 20 years ago when he was a millionaire with women, or, you know, his, you know, how he's rude to people, overtalks people. His, you know, I can relate. You know, I understand his forthrightness, and people, sometimes it rubs them wrong.
Well, look, it's just been incredible to watch. What a time to be a political nerd like you and I, Michael Pucci. Thanks so much for your insights. Love chatting to you. We'll no doubt do it again. Thanks for being on the King Review.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Gavin. Take care now. And thanks to all the listeners for listening.